God has acted mightily in the past. But what about now? What about when oppression seems extremely cruel, or when fears run high? When people's lives are confined to staying inside and having no life? Is God more powerful than culture of the enemy? Will God show up now? Surely you've been there before, right? You've asked those questions. Does God care about me? Can God use me? Would He act on my behalf? Would He show up in my life, even though I may have caused the mess that I'm in? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. It's at this point in the book of Judges chapter 5 that Deborah and Barak draw up the battle lines. They do it by commending the tribes of Israel that showed up to fight and by shaming the ones who did not show up. Those tribes apparently had better things to do. And then we read in Judges chapter 5, verse 18, this word: Zebulun is a people who risk their lives to the death. Naphtali too, on the heights of the field. It says about the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali that they risked their lives to the death, in contrast to the other tribes that stayed at home in order to take care of their financial profits. Jesus said this: He who saves his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will save it. It's not too difficult to figure out which tribe did what when you read this passage. So the battle lines have been drawn up, and the big question is, will God show up? Some of the tribes of Israel are ready to fight. The enemy is ready. Sisera, the swift horse, thinks that this is going to be an easy battle. His iron-wheeled chariots will mow down and crush the Israelites in the valley with ease. But then an unexpected army is brought onto the scene in verse 20. It says, "From heaven the stars fought. From their courses they fought against Sisera. The torrent Kishon swept them away, the ancient torrent Kishon." So God has arrived, and when God arrives and moves, the earth comes unglued again. A great flood took place on the Kishon River, and all those iron-wheeled chariots are just sitting there ready for the Israelite army to attack them. But wait a minute, Cliff. Didn't you say a couple of episodes ago that Baal was believed by the Canaanites to be in control of when it rained and when it flooded? Yes, I did say that. That is what they believed. And the Israelites had moved in that direction through their idolatry as well. But that doesn't make it true. There's only one true God, only one creator and controller of the universes. There's only one who reigns supreme and who has shown up to fight in order to deliver and rescue his people. So hear the story today, folks. God never abandons his people. As one pastor stated long ago, he may not come when you call him, but he is always on time. And he shows up in big and unsuspecting ways. Today, when you pray, please pray for David Dixon and his family, our missionary coordinator for all of Latin America. And also, remember the Sukuma and Kisukuma LifeWord broadcast heard in Tanzania.